Hello, this is Pastor Pete Beck III with LifeNet in Burlington, North Carolina. Welcome to today's podcast, which is part six in the wonderful counseling series. And this one is entitled, The Salvation of the Body. Picking up where I stopped in my previous article on the salvation of the spirit, Paul wrote the following scripture, which is found in Romans 7, 22 through 25, and I'm reading from the New American Standard Bible. For I joyfully concur with the law of God in the inner man, but I see a different law in the members of my body, waging war against the law of my mind and making me a prisoner of the law of sin, which is in my members. Wretched man that I am! Who will set me free from the body of this death? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, on the one hand, I myself with my mind am serving the law of God, but on the other hand, with my flesh, the law of sin. The inner man to which Paul refers above is the Spirit, which is in union with God's Spirit, and which always delights in God and wants to do His will. I covered how God saves this part of our being in my previous article in this series. However, as I previously mentioned, we are not merely a spirit. We have bodies, which still await a salvation, which will not be complete until the resurrection of the dead, which, obviously, is in the future. The resurrection of the body is the future part of our salvation. When our spirits are born again, resulting in our justification or being made right with God, our bodies remain unchanged. They remain linked to the old order of things, the sin-cursed world that must eventually perish. Our bodies, which we continue to inhabit after our justification, are subject to aging, sickness, and death. This requires us to believe for and experience God's healing power and depend on Jesus' promise of resurrection. Our Lord specifically promised all who trust in Him that He will raise us from the dead. And I read from John 6, 39 through 40, also from the New American Standard Bible. This is the will of Him who sent me, that of all He has given me, I lose nothing, but raise it up on the last day. For this is the will of my Father, that everyone who beholds the Son and believes in Him will have eternal life, and I myself will raise him up on the last day. Regarding our future resurrection, Paul says that we are saved in hope. And I read from Romans 8, 23 through 25, this time from the New English Translation. Not only this, but we ourselves also, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, groan inwardly as we eagerly await our adoption, the redemption of our bodies. For in hope we were saved. Now hope that is seen is not hope, because who hopes for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we eagerly wait for it with endurance. The first fruits of the Spirit in this passage refers to our justification and the resultant union with God's Spirit who indwells every believer. We groan inwardly because our justified, made perfect spirits still must live in mortal subject to sin and temptation bodies, at least for the present. God has chosen to wait until Christ's return to complete the salvation of our bodies. When Paul refers to our being saved in hope, he does not mean that our resurrection is in doubt. The Greek word for hope means confident expectation. In other words, we persevere by faith with an eager expectation that God is going to resurrect us from the dead, just as Jesus promised. Hope can be thought of as stretched out faith. Although the salvation of the body is still in the future, it is not in doubt. In fact, from God's perspective, which is outside of the constriction of what we know as time, our resurrection is already accomplished, as is revealed in the following passage. Here I am reading from Romans 8, 29 through 30, the New English Translation. Because those whom he foreknew, which would be us, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, that his Son would be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. And those he predestined, he also called, and those he called, he also justified. Now let me stop here and say that justification, we have already said, is in the past because it occurred at Calvary. Now going on with the passage, and those he justified, he also glorified. Now all of the verbs in the above passage are in what is called the Greek aorist tense, which means they describe once for all completed action. Our glorification, which will one day take place in the future at the resurrection, is already a past tense event for God. Imagine that. Jesus meant it when he declared, "It is finished." But from our time-bound perspective, the salvation of the body is still in the future. The principle that we can extract to aid us in the ministry of helping people experience Christ's freedom is that we must separate justification, which is the past salvation of the Spirit, from glorification, which is the future resurrection of the body. Otherwise, we might become confused thinking that our justification is not real since we still struggle in areas the Bible calls the flesh. Our struggles with the flesh are related to our justified spirits being linked or inhabiting yet to be redeemed or resurrected bodies, creating a tension between flesh and spirit. Paul describes this tension in Galatians 5, 16 through 18, and this time I'm reading from the easy-to-read version. So I tell you, live the way the Spirit leads you, and then you will not do the evil things your sinful self wants. Now they translated flesh, sinful self. The sinful self wants what is against the Spirit, and the Spirit wants what is against the sinful self. They are always fighting against each other so that you don't do what you really want to do. In this case, what the Spirit wants to do. If you let the Spirit lead you, you are not under the law. I realize that I have left you hanging a bit by ending here. If you wish to find out how the salvation of the body and the spirit connect with regard to the soul, you may go to my next article in this series. If you wish to go deeper in learning about some confusing Bible terms such as the flesh and the old man, You can go to my Living Free in the Spirit series and click on the article entitled Defining Terms. God bless you.